Good morning. You've tuned into the morning show here on 88.5 KRFY. This is Panhandle Community Radio. I'm Jack Peterson, Lonesome Jack here this morning. Jim's still out of town, though who knows? He might call in again. It's happened before. Jim is out of town, and Carrie Logan is at, I believe, a talent show for her for some young relative. So she's also busy today. So I'm here all by myself, except I'm not. I'm not totally alone. I have a guest right now, and I have another guest later on this morning coming up. Right now, Hannah Combs is in the studio. She's the executive director of the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. Good morning, Hannah.
Good morning, Jack. Happy to be here on this sunny, bright day.
It's a nice day, yeah. You're also a volunteer broadcaster here at KRFY on the second and fourth Monday of the month on the Community Character Hour. And later on this hour, I'll have someone from the Festival at Sandpoint. I believe Allie Baranski, the executive director, is going to be rolling into the studio to talk a little bit about what's going on at the festival right now, these days, what's new, and maybe we'll play a little music as well. Plus, Steve Poltz was on the phone the other day. He, the award-winning singer-songwriter and writer of many popular songs. You probably know his work best in terms of songs that he's written for other musicians. And we'll name a few of those later on. I have one queued up right now. I have the Jewel song, You Were Meant for Me, which he co-wrote with Jewel. He's playing at the Panada Theater on the 25th of June and decided to call our local community radio station to say hello. And I was glad to talk to him for about 10 minutes. We'll play that in a bit. All right. Here's the weather coming up. It is currently sunny, as Hannah, you just mentioned, with the high today is 81 degrees, partly cloudy tonight with a low around 54. Calm wind tomorrow, partly sunny, but even a little warmer. 83 is the high tomorrow. And overnight lows still hanging around 50 in the mid-50s. Look out, 87 on Saturday is the high. And then on Sunday, the high is 92. And then on Monday, the high is 94. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 91. And as far out as we go, Wednesday, the high is near 86 degrees. Wow. Looks like it's going to be a gorgeous weekend. I mean, maybe a little too warm. But
if you like the heat.
Yeah, okay, if you like the heat. But that's just the high, Hannah. The low is still like 57 or 60 degrees and in the evening. So or at overnight. So it's not like, you know, you'll get your cold weather too. Okay, you are here. You're just here for a minute, and so we better get right to it. Cut right to the chase. This is a big weekend over in Lakeview Park. What would you say is what's the highlight? Give us the rundown.
Yeah, well, we've got two really exciting things happening at the same time. So the museum is hosting our free first Saturday and hands-on history event. At the same time, the Kinnickinnick Native Plant Society is hosting their annual Native Plant Sale. So their sale is a one-time-a-year event. It's a big deal. They have an amazing kind of curated selection of all native plants that are, I think most of them are brought over by Bob Wilson, who has a nursery of native plants to this area. And so they're going to be selling those from 9 until, they said 12. They said they'll probably be sold out by 12 o'clock. So if you want to come and get your native, I know they have amazing perennials. So if you want to snatch some of those up, I would be there at 9 o'clock if I were you. Mm-hmm. So the museum is also going to open early at 9 o'clock so we can, you know, all be there together for the same event. So we will be open from 9 until 2 this Saturday. Admission is free. as it is every free first Saturday. And then our education team with they will be hosting some activities for kids. And I'm just so grateful we have a ton of people helping make these events happen this weekend. Mm-hmm. Our Free First Saturday sponsors are Ken and Kathy Conger and Amy Craven and Rob Kincaid. So big thank you to them. And Giant Valley is sponsoring the hands-on history activities. And then a lot of the supplies for this month are being provided by All Seasons Garden and Floral. So we're just really glad so many people have come together to make this happen. The kids are going to get their chance, get a chance to plant their own milkweed plants that they can take home. So those, of course, help feed our monarch butterfly population here. So that'll be really fun. If you have a sunny spot in your yard, the kids will be able to take home a little potted milkweed and plant it for the butterflies.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been asked to ask about a couple of important things. Is the caboose going to be open?
We can certainly open the caboose. Yes.
Okay.
It is a hot topic this time of year. The caboose is not open that often. So yeah. In the summer, on these weekends, we try to keep it open. Yeah.
Okay. Here's another thing. Mm-hmm. I happened to be over in Lakeview Park yesterday, walking around, enjoying the beautiful sunny day. And there's a restored cabin behind the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. Does that ever get opened?
And the kids' activities this weekend calling. Will mm-hmm. be happening right outside the cabin, so we okay. can open that up as well. The cabin was built in 1904 over by Shingle Mill Road, and you can learn all about the people who lived in it, as well as the history of how it came to be in Lakeview Park. And the history of stump farming as well, if you come in this Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder who was just calling. We'll find out later. Leave a message, please. Thank you. So the event runs from 9 to 2 p.m. And then the other big announcement that you have is that you actually can go to the museum, not just on Free First Saturdays now.
Yeah. So we've been trying to make this happen for a long time. And thanks to our volunteer coordinator, Val, and her amazing team of volunteers who help out at the museum, we are going to be able to be open every Saturday this summer through Labor Day. So we're just really excited. People have been wanting this for a long time, and we haven't had the people power to make it happen. But this year we do. And so we'll be open every Saturday from 10 to 2 from now through Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. 10 to 2 regularly Saturday. This weekend it's 9.
I will clarify, the first Saturday of each month will still be free admission. Other Saturdays will not, but admission is pretty reasonable. It's $6 for adults, $4 for seniors, and $1 for kids.
What are the kids' activities this weekend? Are the milkweed thing? How long have you been doing these kind of hands-on history events?
This is something that Carly Johansson is one of our board members now. She is a passionate educator, and she came up with this last summer. It's a way to really engage. It's interesting. It was sort of designed for little kids, but over the last 9 months, we've seen everyone from toddlers up to, 14, 15-year-olds coming in and having a good time with these activities. They usually do something that's sort of like free play, and then they do kind of a craft activity. There are usually three different things the kids can bounce between, and they're all connected to some aspect of our local history. So they've made little ferry boats and been able to play in the water with those to see if they can get them to float. We've made, cool. They sewed their own fur mittens one time. We've done all kinds of stuff, and the education team is just overflowing with creative ideas for that.
I imagine it's nice once the weather turns and you can start doing these activities outside.
Exactly. Well. Yeah. 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 Once they're outside, there's just so much space to spread out in Lakeview Park on the lawn there, and the kids have a blast getting, we have a mud kitchen that they'll set up for the summer months. So they get to be a little messy and play in the mud, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay. So we should not, we should wear our bathing suits or something like that. Be prepared, sure, to clean off.
Yeah. After, yeah,
the,
yeah.
If you happen to have little ones who are going to be attending the museum and then the Kinnickinnic Native Plant Society, mm-hmm, plant sale.
Yeah. And just a reminder that the plant sale, they expect to sell out by noon. So yeah, get there early for your native plants.
What is the, you guys just, you're just neighborly, I guess, you and the Kinnickinnic Native Plant Society.
Yeah, we have a great little community over in Lakeview Park. So the museum is there. The Native Plant Society manages the Arboretum, as well as a lot of really great programming that they do once a month. And then the Lions Club is our other neighbor there, mm-hmm, in Lakeview Park. But then, you know, later in July, we'll have the festival next door. So mm-hmm, it's always fun to hear them warming up on those afternoons. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's nice. It's a good little kind of hub of activity, especially in the summer down in Lakeview Park.
Yep. And you've got those tennis courts right over there.
Mm-hmm. They are well utilized.
Okay.
Pickleball courts.
I was just going to say, is it mostly tennis, or they're pickleball down too?
We have both. We have a tennis court, and then we have a pickleball / basketball court.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But
and a playground that's very popular. So.
Yeah.
You can really, I like to say, you can bring a picnic and spend the whole day in Lakeview Park doing different activities and visiting the museum.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's talk about history little bit. And I know, yes, you have to go. What do we?
Oh, I've got a few more minutes.
Okay. What are you learning these days, Hannah? What's the most interesting historical fact that's come to your attention about Bonner County or our listening area?
Well, you know, we're going to have to bring this back. It's a topic we discuss quite a bit. I was having a debate this morning with some friends about the Pondere Paddler.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know about the Paddler, I think she's a she.
Okay. Yeah,
it's fine. Up for debate, I guess.
Okay.
She's our friendly lake monster. So we have a lot of stories about her that we've been looking at lately. But if you want to learn about all kinds of Sandpoint history, about how the early town was developed, they might sprinkle in a little bit of the Paddler too. You need to sign up for one of our historic walking tours. So those are starting tomorrow. They are every Friday through Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And they start in front of Elevate Realty on First Avenue. And then you walk for maybe half a mile around downtown Sandpoint. We have incredible docents, tour guides who will show you around, show you all of the historic buildings, and tell you about the people who, you know, built this town in the early days and some of the fascinating stories about their lives. So that's every Friday throughout the summer at 11 a.m., except on the 4th of July, because that would be right during the parade. Mm-hmm. So we're not going to do 11. Mm-hmm. But on the 4th of July, we will be doing a special tour at 5 p.m. So if you're looking for something to do between the parade and your beach time and the fireworks, we will be, if you need a break just to get away and have a little quiet time to learn something interesting. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing a tour at 5 o'clock on the 4th of July.
That's a great idea. It's fun.
Yeah.
That's a fun way to spend the 4th of July. Okay. The walking tour. Where do you sign up for that?
You can go to our website, bonnercountyhistory.org, and under programs, there's a tab called tours. You can click on that. And you can select the date that you're interested in and get your tickets there. So tickets are $15 for adults and $5 for kids under 18.
Okay. Well, there you go. Pretty cool. BonnerCountyHistory.org. Paddler. Okay.
Yep.
Are you a believer? When's the first, like, recorded sighting of the Paddler?
This is a good question. So back in the 80s, there was a cryptozoology class at North Idaho College that studied the Paddler. So we have about 10 giant boxes of information on the paddler. I have never done a comprehensive study myself on it. To my understanding, the lore of the paddler was fully formed in at some point in the 70s, but does go back a little bit earlier. And I would say I'm very fond of the paddler. Whether or not I believe in her, I haven't seen her. But if I did, I would definitely believe.
Okay. Well, they pull some big fish out of Lake Ponderay.
They do. Yeah. There's also some submarine activity in there. Some mysterious sightings.
Yeah.
Of one sort or another.
Okay. Go
while ahead. I have the chance, I would love to give a shout out. We're currently planning our Bonner County Pioneer Picnic.
Yes.
So this is going to be on Sunday, July 20th in the afternoon. And this is going to be kind of our big outdoor celebration of all things Bonner County. So we're going to be, I'm really excited. We haven't done it in a while, but this is a tradition that goes back to the 1920s. So that's when the first Pioneer Picnic was. And at that time, it was a lot of the, you know, actual people who were pioneers in this area getting together with their kids and grandkids for a big, community picnic and just kind of to learn and celebrate all the things about their area that they live. So we're bringing that back. It's come and gone over the decades, but we're excited to do that. We will have a lot of fun, like old-fashioned games. We're going to be churning ice cream by hand. We're going to be, we have a great team of people planning all the activities. They've been talking about doing like a watermelon spitting contest, all kinds of things that you would have done in the early part of the 20th century. So that'll be a lot of fun. It will be sort of like a little carnival. So we'll have tickets and then you can run around and do activities. We'll have hopefully some cast iron cooking going on and some local music and just kind of a fun way to get together and celebrate life in Bonner County.
Cool. Where is that?
It's going to be in Lakeview Park.
Your usual stomping grounds, Lakeview Park. Okay. Very cool. On July 20th.
Yes.
Okay. There is a walking tour on the 4th of July. Okay. Any other even minor events coming up this summer? This is a packed summer for the Bonner County Historical Society Museum.
Yeah. The summer is usually pretty full with the Saturdays that will be open, and then the walking tours are kind of our big summer highlights. But if we do plan any other big events, I will be sure to come back and let you know about them.
Okay. Let us know. How's business during the summer at the museum? Does it slow down or pick up?
You know, I think we follow the same, we experience the same thing as most businesses in town. Once the summer hits, we are full of visitors coming from all over the world, really, to come and learn more about our area. So, and we always, there are so many ways to enjoy a fun day in Sandpoint. Whether you're out getting lunch, enjoying the beach, going up to Schweitzer. But we do hope that a lot of people stop by the museum and learn more about this area while they're visiting.
We have that nice highway sign on Highway 2.
Yes.
Museum this way.
Yeah. We're lucky to be incorporated into the the local signage.
Yes. I have a song by Jewel that I'm going to play that was co-written by Steve Poltz, and then we'll play an interview with him. I should let you go there, Hannah. I guess it's time for you to get out of here.
Thanks for having me.
Unless there's anything else.
Nope. That's it for now.
Thanks for dropping in.
Of course. Happy to be here.
Yes. Lovely to see you on a Thursday morning for once. And now, yes, I'm going to play something by Jewel, and then we'll be back in a few minutes. Later on, being joined by somebody from the Bonner County. You're from the Bonner County Historical Society and Museum. They're from the Festival at Sandpoint, and maybe I'll try and figure out who called me on the phone during these minutes while the music is playing. Stick around here on the morning show on 88.5 KRFY. Here from 1994 is Jewel.
I break the yolks and make a smiley face. I kinda like it in my brand new place. Wipe the spots off of the mirror, don't leave my keys in the door. I never put wet towels on the floor anymore, cause trains last so long, even after you're gone. I know that you love me, and so you will see you're meant for me, and I was meant for you.
Good morning. I'm on the phone with Steve Holtz right now. He's playing at the Panada Theater on Wednesday, June 25th, right here in Sandpoint. Rather than give a lengthy introduction, I'll just say I was just kind of trying to prepare for a conversation with you, and just watched you describing the writing and your experience with your song, You Were Meant for Me, which you co-wrote with Jewel. And here's a guy who's not just a talented singer-songwriter, but what a storyteller. Steve, this is going to be a good show, I got to say.
I'm looking forward to it. You know what's weird is I've never been to Sandpoint, Idaho, ever. Can you believe that? And I've been playing shows for years. How have I missed this bucolic little hamlet and slice of paradise?
Well, that's
in the American tapestry that we call the United States. How the heck have I not been there, Jack? May I call you Jack?
I hope you will.
Cool. Have you ever heard the song Jack-a-Row?
Jack-a-Row. I've heard a lot of songs. I bet if I heard it, I might recognize it. But no, I'm not.
J-A-C-K-A and then -R-O-E. It's an old song, but the Grateful Dead do a lot of
sure.
covers of it.
Okay.
Yeah, and Jerry Garcia and Grisman, who they call Dog.
Mm-hmm.
They've done. There's a cool version that they have. It's like a classical folk song. I was just wondering because if anybody ever brought that up because your name's Jack.
We have Jack-a-Row here in the music library. I just looked it up. We've got about a dozen versions by the Grateful Dead in the KRFY library. I'm going to have to listen to that.
Yes, I want you to.
Okay. Well,
it's going to be your new theme song. Oh, and your other theme song could also be "Come and Knock on My Door." We've been waiting for you.
Uh-huh.
Please company too, because you could be Jack Tripper.
I could be Jack Tripper from the old Three's Company show.
Who was the guy that played him? He's dead now, I think.
John Ritter. Yep, he passed away. That's a bummer.
Guy.
That's a while ago.
Come and knock on my door.
Come and knock on my door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are.
You've never been here. Why? Okay, you've never been here. What brings you here this time? How'd you find out about Sandpoint, and what is it?
I found out about you guys through Shook Twins.
I thought it might be. Yep.
And so I've played shows with Caitlin and Lori many different times, and they always talked about how they grew up in Sandpoint and how their mom and dad are there, and their dad did pottery and stuff, and then my buddy John Craigie always plays there, and everybody's saying, oh, you should play at Sandpoint. And I do play in Stanley, Idaho, but I think that's far away. It's for the Sawtooth Valley Gathering, and I play Boise, but I've never been. I think you're way more up north, more towards Spokane.
We are, yeah. We're in the Spokane, I guess kind of in the Spokane area, but we're like an hour and a half north. So it's, you know, here we are. We're almost, I think we're only a little more than an hour from the Canadian border.
Do you know Spokane is the past tense of speaking? We're speaking. We were Spokaning.
Yes, indeed. Well, okay. So we can just talk for, you want to talk all morning? I can pour another cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your favorite kind of omelet?
I like a Denver omelet, actually. It's kind of simple, but just a ham, onion and green pepper, and then a little and something spicy to go with it, and then cheddar cheese. But like either a hot sauce or a little, you know, cayenne or something to put in it.
Good. I only eat a Denver omelet when I'm in Denver.
Uh-huh.
It's just like a streak I have going, and otherwise I say I'm not allowed to eat one. When in Denver, eat a Denver omelet. But uh-huh. at home, what I do is I like to crack two eggs and take a small frying pan, and then I crack them in a bowl, but I don't mix them up so they're totally yellow. You know how you can really whisk them up good?
Yeah.
Because I like the little white and orange a little bit, so I mix it a little so the yolks are broken,
uh-huh.
and then put a little bit of olive oil in the pan, and then all I do is let that cook, and it's kind of thin, you know, I don't want a thick omelet, and then I put in really good aged Parmesan, like just take out the cheese grater, and I make it real finely grated, and then I fold it over like four or five times so it's a thin omelet, and then light dash of really good sea salt, like that good kind of salt. Mm-hmm. What's that salt we like, Sharon, called? You know the name of it? What is it? Maldon.
Yeah.
Maldon, and then fresh cracked pepper, and then I would have a little Cholula waiting on the side that I could maybe dip it in, and some black beans. That sounds so good right now, Jack.
I'll say. What do we call this? This would be this should be on the menu somewhere. This is a Steve
Cooking with Steve.
I'll take the Pults. The Pults omelet.
Dude, I'm so excited to play Sandpoint because I heard it's really pretty there. And I heard the place I'm playing, the Panada, which don't say Panita, because that was my first thing,
right.
But then it's Panada. And I even wrote a poem about how to pronounce it. I don't know if you saw my poem.
No, I don't. But I have not seen it. I'm not on the social media or wherever you posted it. I'm guessing it rhymes with Canada, because it does.
I wrote a poem.
Kinda.
Yeah, I wrote a poem about it, and it was about how to pronounce it, because I was told, you know, that it rhymes with Canada. And so, anyways.
It does. Okay, well, do you have it in front of you? Will you recite the poem for us, Steve?
Yes.
Okay.
There's a theater named Panada. It rhymes with Canada. You'll want to say Panita like it rhymes with Anita. I guess that's the way they spell it. You can almost smell it. But it rhymes with Canada. Its name is Panada. So beam yourself to Idaho. Why? Because the town's aglow. It's a place called Sandpoint, and the Panada's the joint. So come on up and have a look. I'm playing the show with Lori Shook. She's in a band called Shook Twins. Their records have a lot of spins. Come on out and see the show June 25th, don't you know? A Wednesday night, a glass will raise. The moon will be in new moon phase. And don't say the word Panita. It doesn't rhyme with Anita. So come out to the Panada because it rhymes with Canada. Yay, team. Steve Pultz, Wednesday, June 25th, Sandpoint, Idaho. The Panada Theater. There you go.
Well, there it is. That's the whole thing, Steve. What else is there to say? That's great.
And the moon really will be in new moon phase. I looked it up.
Cool. Okay, you're there with Lori Shook and
She's gonna play a solo show. But did you know her sister Caitlin had a baby?
I did know this. Yes. I know Caitlin. I haven't seen her since the baby, but I know that she had the baby. We're all very happy to share in that joyous news. Yes.
And do you know that we did the fertility dance around her stomach at Oregon Country Fair right before she got pregnant? I brought her out on stage and I made everybody send positive energy to her belly because she wanted to have a baby, and it happened. Is that crazy?
That is not.
I mean
that sounds like, I guess it's, thank you, Steve. Good job.
I'm not saying I did it. I'm just
saying
everybody's energy.
Uh-huh.
I only suggested it, but it was everybody's energy. It was like it took a community to do it, and it happened. Coincidence? Who knows? Who knows how the world works, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the world works. All I want to know is, when will we die and why do we have to die? And I asked you that earlier, and all you said to me was, look, there's a squirrel.
Yep.
Now, Jack, do you play guitar?
No, sir. No, this is it. I'm on the radio, so that's how I share music with people, is playing other people's music.
Are you going to come to the show?
I guess I better, huh? Wednesday night? What am I doing on a Wednesday night in late June?
Yeah, the morning after the show?
Yeah.
If you meet me for breakfast, I'll buy you a Denver omelet in Sandpoint.
Perfect. Okay, there's a couple places we could go. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll think of, there's a few places. I'll figure out which one is the best one, and we can do it that way. I'll see if I can find some place that'll make a Pulse special. Yeah.
Dude, this is going to be the greatest show I'll ever play.
It really is. It's going to be a good time. I think you're going to love the Panada. It's a great place to see live music. I know, and I imagine it's a nice place to play it too. And late June in Sandpoint. No place I'd rather be. You're in luck. Do you get to stick around at all? Or are you off? Does the tour continue and you're on to the next place after the show?
Well, my goal is to stay in town and build a huge shopping mall and tear down all the trees. put a 7-Eleven everywhere. No, my goal is, I hope nobody takes that seriously. You know, people sometimes say anything.
Not on this station. We have a sense of humor here, I think. Yeah.
No, my goal is to stay there for the night and go out and walk around and check everything out.
Cool.
You know,
well, yeah.
The vibe of the place.
I hope you get to enjoy it. I really appreciate you calling, giving us a call here. We're going to have to play that poem again. We'll play. I think we got a couple of your, songs in the library, so we'll keep those spinning. And I can't wait for June 25th. Exciting.
Yeah, man. Play a little bit of Jackaro by Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. It's a good version.
That's the next thing we'll play. And then we'll play something by Steve Pultz, who again is playing
Awesome Possum.
The Panada Theater, June 25th. It's a Wednesday night. He's playing with Laurie Shook's playing that night as well. And I guess that's all there is to say.
All right.
Cool, man. Thanks,
well,
Steve.
Peace be with you.
Yes. And enjoy the summer. The summer that is, at least here where I'm sitting, is now well underway. Feels like
awesome.
We're in. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks so much for doing this, Jack.
Thank you. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
Good morning, Steve. See ya.
You're about to watch a show starring me. I don't know what you're about to hear or see. The truth is I have no plan at all. There's a good chance that off this stage I fall. My body ain't quite what it used to be. My hair ain't the color it once was. My style icon is Emmylou Harris, mixed with a little Don Was. I lie on stage, I lie in songs, I lay my troubles down. Hey, stick it out with me, kid, I mean, what else is there to do in this godforsaken, deep-fried bacon town? Yeah, you bought the tickets, you paid the cash, you got in the car, you moved your ass. You brought a friend or an awkward date to something you love that they're probably gonna hate. It's music, sweet music. I'm emo, I'm screamo, I'm country, and I'm folk Americana. If you wanna, I'm old-fashioned, but I'm woke. I'm everything to everyone, I'm Jesus, and I'm Buddha too, don't panic. I'm organic, I'm too scared to be satanic. But mostly I'm just here to sing for you. Well, I played a lot of shows across this world, but tonight's the best I'll ever play. I'm handing you a pearl. My G-string might snap in two. My face might turn from red to white to blue. But it's not because I'm dying, hey, I'm just patriotic. Well, we all connect like Legos, yeah, we all are symbiotic. I die on stage, I die in songs, I throw my troubles down. Hey, stick it out with me, kid, I mean, what else is there to do in this craft beer-making, earthquake-shaking town? Yeah, you bought the tickets, you paid the cash, you got in the car, you moved your ass. You brought a friend or an awkward date to something you love that they're definitely gonna hate. It's music, sweet music. I'm emo, I'm screamo, I'm Grateful Dead post-stroke. Americana if you wanna, I'm old-fashioned but I'm broke. I'm everything to everyone, I'm Jesus and I'm Buddha too. Don't panic, I'm organic, I'm too scared to be satanic. But mostly I'm just here to sing for you. Well, I know what you're thinking, what the hell? This guy just wrote a whole entire song about himself. And the truth is, I do it all the time. Well, for me, it's therapeutic, and I hope that you don't mind. Well, I probably owe you money, cause you're my therapist. But I'm kinda like your escort away from all of this. I cry on stage, I cry in songs, I try to work it out. Hey, stick it out with me, kid, I mean, what else is there to do? And this hemp clothes making, tincture taking, sourdough baking, late day waking, spare change taking, traffic making, release the kraken. I must be mistaken, I'm in the wrong town.
Steve Poltz. Okay, well, that was an interesting conversation. You have to admit that whatever else it was interesting. And now for something completely different, as they say. Whoa! I'm sorry about that. Okay, I'm here all alone this morning, Allie, and it's getting a little kooky around here, as you can see. Something about talking to Steve, and suddenly I'm a little... I feel like I've been contacted in some way. You're listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. I'm Jack Peterson, here by myself, except for now. I'm joined by Allie Baranski, the executive director of the Festival at Sandpoint, which is an exciting topic to be talking about now that summer is actually here. It's June. We're less than 2 months away from the kickoff. This is great.
I know, last day of school's coming up. I feel like we're just getting ready for the festival now.
Okay. You guys have been busy for the last 10 months or whatever since the last one, but now it's like this is the headline. This
crunch
is the
time.
Yeah, this is the real.
Yep.
This is what's going on. Here's something that's not on this list at all, but what were you guys up to? Was it last week? Did you get out of town and go to look for new musical acts or something like that?
Yeah. Actually, it was more.
I'm kind of just interested in like the process.
Multifaceted. Yes.
What goes into putting on the festival and how early do you start?
Oh, so much. Yeah. Well, before I get into what we did last week, mm-hmm. we really start booking out acts and start talking to agents the May. A whole year
before.
Plus prior.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're already looking at what's going to be going on in summer 2026.
Correct. Yeah. Cool. It's about a 14 to 15 month mm-hmm. Process that we start looking out. Specifically after COVID, it's gotten way longer. Huh. It used to be shorter.
Yeah.
So we're already booking, but part of our trip, a handful of us from the Festival Sandpoint staff went down to Boise. Because really I've created more relationships with venues down in Boise from an advocacy standpoint, where there's a lot of things that we've, you know, have to be paying attention to legislatively. Mm-hmm. I've become pretty close with the executive director of the Idaho Botanical Gardens down in Boise, and they do a concert series. So we had planned to go down and have other meetings, and she was like, look at the dates, you know, let me know what concerts would make sense to also attend to see our operations. And it just so happened that there were back-to-back nights of Krungbin and the Black Keys. So selfishly, mm-hmm. Myself and some of our staff are big fans of them. And we've, you know, tried to offer on them before.
Mm-hmm.
But as you may think through the kind of like when our dates are versus that they're in Boise in May, this year wouldn't have worked because when they're routing through on tour, they're in this neck of the woods at end of May. The Festival Sandpoint does not exist at the end of May. But yeah, so it was advocacy, venue meetings, venue operation tours, just always trying to see how we can improve and be forward thinking for our venue.
Cool. Well, did you learn anything or just have fun this weekend or this week?
Both. Yeah. And a lot of good networking. There are some interesting ideas, and it's always interesting to go to other venues because the Festival at Sandpoint has a very unique culture that doesn't really translate to other venues. So it's always interesting when we are given ideas by other venues, but then we realize, you know, that just won't work in Sandpoint.
Well, I could ask you like what's on that list of ideas that like other venues are doing that you think you're choosing not to pursue? Anything spring to mind?
I'm very limited beverage menus, like very short, very expensive.
Yeah.
This venue has a token system where you buy tokens ahead of time to get drinks. So it's an interesting concept because you're like the convenience of buying too many tokens early on. Was an interesting predicament that I was like, I like the efficiency of it, but it doesn't necessarily, I don't think it would work well where we are right now.
Yeah, I understand. okay, let's talk about, before we get into the upcoming like lineup and stuff like that, the education program, which is just winding down, is that a good place to start off?
Of course.
What have you been up to and what are the latest? What's the headlines from the this year's Festival at Sandpoint education program?
Yeah, Paul Gunter, our production and education manager, has been extremely busy. I'm sure anyone who has school-age kids knows that May is crazy anyways. And that kind of, it really translated to our operations as well. So Paul wrapped up the pre-K outreach program, which is where he personally, as a music teacher of decade plus, goes into actually some of these local early development schools and teaches music because it's the largest gap of music education nationally. And when we did a needs assessment, that was a need, and also helping. So we provide that for free to local schools like Selkirk School, Huckleberry Montessori, Kinnick-Sue Community Health Kids Club. So that's been a really fun and cool program that he's been working on for the past few years, and we're continuing to add schools. I think we have one or two adding on next year. So it's also the cutest program, I think, that we have because it's 3 to 6-year-olds. Uh-huh. And because we provide the program to these local schools at no cost, it's great, too, because we know, daycare and those younger age school ages, it's getting really expensive for them to operate. And so it's just one more thing that we're trying to do to help in the community while also giving kids a new, cool, different music experience at a younger age.
Yeah. You added this is continuing to expand. You added some schools this year.
Yeah. Kinnick-Sue Community Health Kids Club.
Cool.
Was newer. Little Lambs has always been in there. We do something unique with them where we kind of pop up and do a smaller series. So they didn't have time this year, but they'll be coming back next year. And we're talking to some other programs as well.
Nice. Gosh, I was just thinking, do you ever get out to like Priest River or any of those kind of schools where you hear about, the music department is not necessarily getting funded the way you'd like it to be?
That is a very timely question. We actually have had a lot of conversations recently as we've grown because we just added a new position, the Community Engagement and Development Coordinator, Dara. And she has given us more ability to expand our region and our reach. So, for example, our scholarships this year, a couple years ago, we expanded that to Boundary County, not just Bonner County.
Cool.
But this was the first year that we actually had applicants from Bonner's Ferry. So we're really starting to try to expand our reach because our concert series are growing, the region of our fans are growing, and so we're trying to also expand our impact. With that comes fundraising and being thoughtful but it's definitely our hope to expand our educational programs, not just in Sandpoint, but really trying to broaden it to other areas that need more support.
Cool. Okay, the last headline on that, because time is tight, the scholarships you just awarded, though.
Yes, so we just awarded at the SHS Scholarship Night 4 scholarships. Instrumentalist winner was Karis Perilou on the piano, and runner-up was Zella Lopez. Our vocalist scholarship winner was Gabriella Dang, and the runner-up was Bennett Morin. And then also our artistic lineup poster selection, which is also on our fancy Toyota truck, was Gracie Duncan. So we awarded $8,000 in scholarships to 5 local students, and that's always a huge part of what we do. I do like to highlight that we actually had a couple other scholarships that didn't get filled this year, and so we're always encouraging people, like, please apply. And so we were grateful to be able to give runner-ups this year.
Cool. I that's nice. Yeah, a little runner-up prize is, I would think, spread that around a little bit.
Yes. Right?
Good idea. Okay. Well, it is now, as we said, it's now June 5th. The concert series, the first night is the 24th of July. That means... what? One month and 19 days? It's
gosh.
50 days?
Stresses me out when you start talking in numbers.
Do you have one of those? Get one of those, make one of those paper, like, construction paper ring chain. Yeah,
yeah, like okay. Christmas?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I should.
Some
I don't
kind
know.
Of
I think it would just be like a way to start my day in an anxious way by doing that.
Okay. Well, yeah, where briefly, I guess, where are you in the preparation for this year's concert series?
Yeah, we right now are starting to fill positions, whether it's volunteers or production crew. Mm-hmm. Production crew starting to wrap up, but there still are a few paid positions left for seasonal summer work. And it is a fun, cool experience to get in little old Sandpoint to be able to work production on large scale shows. So those are currently posted and you can apply. The duration of that kind of work is about July 17th through August 7th. So if you're interested, please go apply online sooner than later as they are filling up and we're wrapping up that portion. Also, volunteers. Our volunteer application is online on our website, festivalatsandpoint.com, and they're open. So I highly recommend go in there, apply, check the boxes of which departments you would like to volunteer in, whether it's admissions, merchandise, green team, box office, operations, venue ambassadors. So go check some boxes. It is one of the coolest volunteer gigs out there. That's how I got started at the festival. I started volunteering first. Mm-hmm. I worked at the Ivano's booth at on Festival Street. So I highly recommend it. We tend to have anywhere between 300. I think one year we almost had 600 unique volunteers who donate thousands of hours. And we're so incredibly grateful for their support to our community. And people come back year after year after year. Some people have been doing it for, 30 plus years. And it's really, really remarkable.
Yeah, it is popular. Is it, that I imagine fills up pretty fast, the volunteer position.
Yeah. And it depends on the department. Mm-hmm. Some departments have been doing it forever and they have their crew and they come back and they have the same people. So it just depends. But yeah, I'd say sign up sooner than later. And then that way you'll be able to be communicated with sooner on what days or shows that you were assigned to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great way, people talk about accessibility and I always say that's a really cool part of our accessibility is the fact that, over 300 people get to come into the concerts for free and maybe it's because they donated, 2 or 3 hours of their time. But that's a really cool option for people who maybe want to see more shows or want to hang out with and work alongside with friends. You're doing something good and the reward is that you get to be a part of a really exciting event and see some live music.
Yeah. Say again, I know we just did, but one more time, the production crew, those details, it's July 17th through August 7th, so three weeks of work, basically.
Yep, load in and load out.
Yeah, you get there a week early, set up, you're there the whole festival, and then you break it down at the end.
And you will see firsthand, we are what we call a pop-up venue, how much goes into popping up. Like every zip tie, everything has to come on site. Everything has to be built. It's pretty remarkable what the production crew and operations crew accomplishes every year.
Yeah. That would be a fun summer job, though, I would think, yeah. for the right person.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. We are on to the, I guess it's, do we talk about the lineup a little bit?
Sure. I can zip through it really fast.
Okay.
Just to make sure. The first thing I like to let people know is please make sure that when you are purchasing tickets, you are on the festivalatsandpoint.com. There are a lot of online scalpers who will sell our tickets for much higher than the actual face value. So please just make sure that you are on festivalsandpoint.com before you check out. They can be misleading and they will overcharge you. And sometimes they're not even valid tickets. So lineup this year is Neon Trees on Thursday, July 24th. Sierra Farrell with the Broody Brothers on Friday, July 25th. Toad the Wet's Rocket with the Jayhawks and Sixpence None the Richer on Saturday, July 26th. Third Eye Blind with Snacks at Midnight on Sunday, July 27th. Brothers Osborne on Thursday, July 31st. Kansas with Vika and the Velvets on Friday, August 1st. Dispatch with John Butler and Band, joined by G Love and Special Sauce and Donovan Frankenreiter on Saturday, August 2nd. That one's a mouthful. Mm-hmm. And then our grand finale this year is a more classical, symphonic, not a movie and concert this year. It's called Sounds of Summer, and it is highlighting different pieces that highlight the summer season. So we're doing Spring and Summer of the Four Seasons by Vivaldi, as it is the 300th anniversary of the Four Seasons. It'll be a very cool, calm way to wrap up and finish out our season.
How many seasons did they have before they went with the four? Just kidding. Just kidding. Classical music joke. Okay. That's a full lineup. Okay, what's your play favorites now? What's the one you're looking forward to the most, Allie?
Sierra Farrell.
Okay.
Just won four Grammys for a reason this year. And she's just, I think that one is going to be very remarkable. Third Eye Blind, just like from a nostalgia standpoint, I'm probably like, I think my high school self's going to come out a little bit. I'm very excited for that. I'm biased. I like opening day. Neon Trees is going to be very high energy and also a little nostalgic, I think. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I'm biased. I keep looking at them like, well, there's Dispatch and there's Kansas. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I think it's going to be a great lineup. And but if you haven't heard of Sierra Farrell yet, she is blowing up. And I think we wouldn't be able to book her for next year because she's getting big quick. Mm-hmm. So grateful.
It's a cool, it is a great lineup. I think that Dispatch by itself would be great. But fact you got like all four of those acts are, that's a packed Saturday night.
Yes. And doors actually open a whole hour early that night because there is so much music. So you are definitely, it is a music lover's night for sure.
Yeah. It's like almost 9 o'clock here. Let's, and by the way, stay tuned. Okay. After Bird Note, this happens sometimes where the show just overflows. And so we'll, after Bird Note, stick around. Brandon Kelty's going to drop by and say a couple words about what's coming up at the Panada Theater. They got a musician or a magician. Plus we already heard from the wonderful Steve Pultz. But we talked to him for just a few minutes after Bird Note at 9 o'clock. Right now, we're here with Allie Baranski, the executive director of the festival at Sandpoint, talking about what's coming up in July and August this year. And I guess what else is going on at the festival? I don't know. What do you got in the last couple minutes?
Cool.
Summary
thoughts. Well, first of all, we just wrapped up our annual online auction this Monday, and it raised over $22,000 to fuel our nonprofit mission, those education programs I just mentioned. So really just wanted to thank all of our generous local businesses who donated packages to our annual auction, and the amazing supporters who bid high and bid often and raise the paddle, and just really helps us continue to build and grow our impact and our offerings to our community. And then lastly, event services. Paul Gunter is a, I don't know, unicorn. and he's able to do everything. He's been extremely busy with our event services line of business. Not everyone knows that we have the quality that you see at the festival. We actually do at local galas and events and performances. So he did Lost in the 50s, the sound for the Sandpoint High School mock DUI, their scholarship award night, some dance recitals. He does a little live radio hour with
yes,
you.
He
you
does.
Know, he's a busy, busy guy. So if you want any more information on that, go to festivalatsandpoint.com.
I'm going to have to ask him about the mock DUI thing. That sounds like there's a possibility of some great production that you could put into that.
They put mics in every car. It's a whole thing. It's really impressive what they do over there.
Cool. Well, Allie, thanks so much for coming.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We will see you, I don't know when, but next month, let's see, sometime right before the festival, probably, right? It'll be really getting down to crunch time then. You'll be in the weeks.
Yeah, typically I come in the first day of load-in. It's a really busy time, but a lot of times we go through and listen to a little bit of every artist over the course of the hour. It's a really fun show to get us excited.
That's a very pleasant morning show to be part of. Time now for Bird Note, because it's 9 o'clock here on 88.5 KRFY Pondere, and right before Otto's Eclectic Mix starts, a word with with Brendan Kelty Naples from the festival, from the Panada Theater. It's been quite a morning. thanks so much, Allie.
Thank you for having me.
Okay. Toad to Wet's Rocket, they're playing at the festival at Sandpoint here in Sandpoint at Memorial Field on Saturday, July 26th with the Jayhawks and Sixpence None the Richer. Huh. Cool. We're here now with Brendan Kelty.
Good morning, Jack.
Good morning to you. I have you in my phone as Brendan Kelty, and so it pops up and I say, here's Brendan Kelty. So should I be calling you Brendan Naples when you're here wearing the Panada hat?
You can.
Okay.
It's you know, Sandpoint, there's a lot of gray area around here.
Brendan's here from the Panada Theater.
That's right.
Just talking about what's going on this weekend and in the upcoming days. Right before I turned on the mics, I told you that we did talk to Steve Poltz.
Yes.
Have you spoken to the man himself or just his team?
I have spoken a lot with his team, and you know, he reminds me. He's one of those guys that once you see him, you're gonna love him.
Uh-huh.
But he doesn't have a ton of name recognition around here right now.
No, he's right. He's kind of been in the background, I guess. I mean, well, right, because he's perhaps most well known as a songwriter.
Yep.
For other people.
Mm-hmm,
other,
you indeed.
Know, yeah.
Including Jewel and actually many others.
Yeah. It's a cool, well, that, yeah, the song, we played the Jewel song that he discussed a little bit, you know, that famous Jewel song.
That's so great you guys had him on.
Yeah, and it's, well, he's a fun guy to talk to, I have to say.
No doubt.
Yeah, it was a fun change of pace to get a little jolt of Steve Poltz on the morning show.
For sure.
Yeah. But what else is coming up? He's on June 25th with Laurie Shook at the Panada in the big room.
Yep, with one of our hometown homegirls, Laurie Shook, who, you know, they always entertain.
Yes,
whatever form they're in.
Uh-huh.
But yes, this weekend we have Andy Gross. So yeah. Andy, you know, I guess generic term magician, but truthfully, he's more of a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
And he's probably one of the best at this trade called voice throwing.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, basically a ventriloquist's trade craft.
Uh-huh.
And so it's amazing. The guy's face will do one thing, and he will be pronouncing languages and phrases in whole, like you can't even tell.
Yeah.
His face won't be moving, or mm-hmm. he'll look like he's saying something else.
Yeah.
And so it's cool. He has a lot of, he offers a lot when he's on stage. And mm-hmm. so what he promotes a lot on online is his practical jokes, but really he's pretty diverse across illusions, magic, comedy, some slapstick stuff. And he mm-hmm. does like to humiliate the occasional audience member as well. So it's usually pretty hilarious.
Then he's playing on was that the 7th?
Yep, yeah. Saturday the 7th. Okay. I want to repeat that. Saturday the 7th, uh-huh. This weekend at 7:30. Okay. And he's a great dude, too. He's super friendly. That's one of my favorite parts of the job is getting to meet all these entertainers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of them are just humble folks who've just worked super hard to get where they're at, and he's no different.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, come get a laugh in.
Yeah. Yeah, he's very, you can find him on YouTube for sure. He's very popular online.
Yeah, he's actually had online across all the socials and platforms. Mm-hmm. He's had over the metrics show. He's had over a billion views.
Hmm.
So online, he's a superstar.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay. And he's returning, I believe. He's been here once before, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was here last year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Steve Poltz, Andy Gross, the magician and comedian. And otherwise, what's going on at the Panetta Theater?
So the following week, we have a big build up here to Nova High Presents Hades Town.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And if you haven't caught a Nova High presentation, I'll tell you what, they're pretty darn good. This time, it's this interesting story, formerly a musical brought to the stage here at the Panetta. And it's put on by the teens. It's produced by the teens with the help of their staff there. And they're having a long run. They're going to be in the theater all week, building up to about, I want to say, 4 shows over the course of next weekend, the 13th through the 15th. So come on out and support those guys. Mm-hmm. They do a great job.
They are just a little cross promotion here. Next Wednesday, June 11th, I believe the teacher and director and some of the students who are going to be in that play, they'll be here on the morning show at 8 a.m.
Oh, very cool.
On Wednesday, June 11th. So you can hear more of an in-depth preview, talk about the process of putting that on, and then go see the show at the Panetta Theater.
So kind of an interesting spin on this production. If you've never heard about this play before, it intertwines, I want to say, Greek mythology
mm-hmm.
with American folk music. Mm-hmm. And so it's the story of Orpheus and Eurydice. I'm not pronouncing that correctly.
I couldn't prove it by me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. And another one with King Hades and Lady Persephone. Mm-hmm. But it's all against this backdrop of vintage New Orleans jazz.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a creative, unique spin on classical mythology.
Yeah.
So, check it out.
And an ambitious show for high school students to be putting on.
For sure.
Cool. Yeah.
Well, I've worked with some of these guys on their last play, Little Women, and I'll tell you that they're fully capable of pulling this off. So, they've got four shows coming up. So, next weekend, June 13th through the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, one of our favorites, Little Live Radio Hour.
Hey, yeah.
After that, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's the Tuesday, June 17th. And
10 String Smile is our guest this month. Yeah, that should be good.
For sure.
Uh-huh.
That's Drew Brown, longtime Sandpoint upright bassist and singer, songwriter. Mm-hmm. And I believe his partner's, I forget his, is it Pam?
It is Pam.
The fiddle player, yes.
Pam, the fiddle player, whose last name is in my email address. And I know it's Pam. And I just always say, hey, Pam. That's it. It's in there.
So folks out there listening, mm-hmm. come to the Little Theater at 302 North First Avenue because it's a partnership between the festival, the Panetta, and KRFY. It's a free show, some of the best listening experience you're going to get in town. So come check it out.
Uh-huh. She just signs her name. Her email signature just says Pam, 10 String Smile. So
okay.
Yeah, I guess it's Pam. It's her, for sure.
Definitely Pam.
Yep. And it is a great they're a very fun duo. They'll be headlining, and we'll have other, you know, little tricks and surprises in the hour as well.
KRFY variety show type of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay. We already played Bird Note, so now we go into Otto's Eclectic Mix. If you've highlighted most of the events coming up.
Can I bring one other thing to your attention?
You can and you must. Yes.
I must. The balcony, if you've never been up the balcony panel, we have these lovely velvet velour love seats up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think most people know about them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're looking to get those refurbished, and the gala went a long way. The mm-hmm. gala we had a couple weeks ago in raising funds for those, but we still need your help. So if mm-hmm. you're interested in helping out with those love seats becoming reupholstered and fresh and brand new looking, mm-hmm. and feeling, help us out. Drop something in the donation or become a member.
Yeah. Have you ever tried reupholstering anything yourself, Brendan?
Jack, I don't use my hands much. There's not much I can do physically. I can just talk a lot.
Okay. Well, I advise you not to even try. Don't upholstery work is, that does not go well, at least not in my household. It always seems they make it look so easy.
Sure.
You know, it's here. Just this 5-minute video shows you how to reupholster that antique chair.
Oh my gosh.
No, it can't be done. No, I'm sorry.
Especially when they've got horsehair and original uh-huh. timbers in them. It's going to be tough to replace.
Uh-huh. It is time now for Otto's Eclectic Mix here on 88.5 KRFY. Thanks very much, as always, for dropping by, Brendan.
Thanks for having me, Jack.
We'll see you next time.
Indeed.
And here's the boss kicking things off with something off of the river, I believe. It's called Point Blank. Thanks for listening to 88.5 KRFY. That's the morning show. And time now for Otto's Eclectic Mix.